Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
No, you're not good. Stalling.
Right I now. Know. We're pros. We'd never do that.
No, don't turn off my mic. I know what I'm doing, okay? I know what I'm doing. I've done this show for... Hey, Dad, don't turn off the fucking mic! The one thing they don't want to hear is silence! No, you shut the fuck up, Dad! Bad enough that you bring the stubbornness into my life and the mom's life. Don't bring it into everybody else's life.
It's woke news on the Johnny B Show.
Yeah, let's call out the overcorrections and piss off the pussies. What do we have, Will?
I don't even really know where to start this week.
Yeah, I know.
There's so much just insanity in the world. The World Health Organization is said to update its guidance on gender to declare that, quote, sex is not limited to male or female.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Officials at the International Health Organization said that they're modernizing its gender mainstreaming manual, originally published in 2011. The guidance used by health professionals worldwide is being updated based on new scientific evidence and conceptual progress on gender.
I understand, like, you know, we live in a time where you can call yourself whatever gender you want to call yourself and live by that, and then, you know, be very upset if people don't bend to the new language, you know. But scientifically, it's male and female, right?
I mean, I think so.
I haven't heard of anything else. I mean, once in a while, there's people that are born with both parts, I guess.
Intersex, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, those are super rare.
Very rare,
super
yeah.
Super rare. But yes, they do exist. I don't know what they're... I would be curious, like, what the chromosomes say. You know,
yeah.
It's XXXY chromosomes. I don't know what intersex people have, if they have some...
I don't know. So what is the World Health Organization saying now?
Well, I think the key to this statement is conceptual progress, making conceptions about what this means, sex and gender. They said the review and update process will build on the extensive work already featured in the manual. The new guidance will update, quote, key concepts around gender, as well as expanding on the concepts of intersectionality, which examines, quote, how gender power dynamics interact with other hierarchies of privilege and disadvantage, leading to differing health outcomes among those individuals.
What do you mean privilege and disadvantage? What does that mean?
It's fake, dude. It doesn't mean anything. It's just using language to gain power. This is all this is. It's nonsense.
It's crazy.
I saw the Associated Press had a thing like, nobody believes in institutions anymore. And instead, they're going to conspiracy theories. It's like, yeah, because this is why. These institutions are corrupt with this gobbledygook. That doesn't mean anything. It's fake.
I know I shouldn't be shocked. That's why we have a segment every Tuesday night. But it just seems to me like it's very apparent that there is some sort of agenda here. You know,
I'm really warming up to the idea that this is just like Marxism. That's degrading institutions, postmodernism. There's no center. There's nowhere to anchor anything because nothing's real. Everything's a concept. And if everything's a concept, it can be changed at will. And it's just sends everything into, you don't even know what to grab onto anymore. And I think that's kind of, you know, the process of this.
I think it's not helping, like, the psyche of most people, you know, because you're in a situation where you want to go, no, this is crazy, but you're afraid to say that because you don't want people to think that you're some sort of a bigot or some sort of a crazy right wing maniac or something. Even though most people probably go, what are you talking about? But people are afraid to even say that. And then on the flip side, you got people that are not afraid. And as a matter of fact, they're crazy aggressive to the point where they seem like nut jobs. You know what I mean? Like, no, I'm not, damn it, not my country. You know, and they just go crazy. There's not a whole lot of conversations in middle ground. There's just people that that feel a certain way, are afraid to say anything because society is telling them they'll be shut down if they do. Because society is, they're a bunch of, you know, lemmings that just do what they're told. And then you have the other group that's just too far the other way.
The thing about this, too, is I've often heard, like, you're just being nice to people. That's really just being nice and accepting people for who they are. And you go, I'm okay with that on an individual level. You know, if I have a friend that does that and you're like, okay, I'll call you that. I'm fine
sure.
with that. But when you mandate it where I have to do it, and if I don't do it, I'm going to lose my job. Mm-hmm. That's where I go, well, I don't think that's good, because part of it's just, it's factually incorrect. It's just wrong.
And I hear stuff all day long. I hear stuff where I go, well, you're not going to be able to say that for long, because people still talk a certain way. You know, I heard an ad on our station earlier where somebody's like, yeah, girls want you to buy them a ring. And I'm like, yes, I agree. But there's going to be people that listen to that and lose their mind. You know?
I mean, is there, though? How many people are going to lose their mind? Have they gotten any complaints
here?
Three
or four? But it'll look like 500 online, you know.
We got an email from work.
I know.
I didn't even read it. I mean, it went right to garbage.
I did.
Yeah. And that's,
no, we're gonna adhere to it, Will. We're gonna do exactly what we're told.
I'm not gonna do that.
Yeah, you. Yeah, we are.
No.
Yes. Look at me, man. Yes. Yes, we are.
Let's see. It says the guidance is also expected to introduce, quote, new gender equity and human rights frameworks. Equity, that's another one of those words that you go,
oh,
equity.
It's slung around every 2 seconds.
That is Marxism, literally, equity. As well as unspecified tools to further support those concepts. The review and update of a 146-page manual is being done in partnership with the United Nations and the Global Institute for Global Health. That's another institution. Mm-hmm. That's very well, or was at one point well respected. During the summer and fall of 2022, people will have the opportunity to provide inputs and feedback from reviews and updates to participate in the validation workshop and or the pilots. The WHO continues, the current gender mainstreaming for health managers, a practical approach, is billed as a user-friendly guide to raise awareness and develop skills on gender analysis and gender-responsive planning in healthcare. It is unclear when the revised manual will be finalized and distributed, but some experts are slamming the update as problematic. Uh-oh. And I guess this is where they say it's a dismissal of basic biology. It's a mistake. That's Ginny Gamble, a professor at the School of Nursing, Midwifery, and Health of Coventry University? Is that some dumb college in the
UK? I don't know.
It says the new guidance could lead to unforeseen issues.
Okay.
It's just being nice. That's all. Who cares if it's wrong, factually?
Okay.
There is no facts. There is nothing's real. It's all a concept. That's the whole thing.
I told you when I was at the day job, when I had it for a couple of months, you know, selling insurance, and I was in training, and I was talking to a lady on the phone. Her name, I'm not going to give her full name, but her name was Betty, and she was an older lady, you know, because I was dealing in Medicare. And, you know, one of the instructors was, you know, going around and asking us to talk about our phone calls, you know, which is a good way of, you know, a teaching tool, you know, like, hey, how'd it go? Tell me what happened. You know, what was the situation? What did you say? And what did you do? And how'd you help her? And I started it out and I said, well, I was talking to a nice lady named Betty. And the instructor goes, well, hold on. Did you ask if she identified as a lady? I said, no. I asked her name. Her name was Betty. And, you know, and they said, well, you should never assume gender. I said, but she was like, hi, my name is Betty. And the whole class started laughing. And the instructor was like, not laughing,
yeah,
almost
not
appalled,
funny. It's not funny.
Almost appalled by me, and said, this isn't a joke. you have to respect people. And I go, are you being serious? I go, I just talked to an old lady named Betty. And I said, I wasn't even trying to really be funny. I was reenacting the phone call. I said, hello, Betty. And she said, oh, hello. I'm Betty. And I'm supposed to ask this 80-year-old lady, just want to check real quick. You do identify as a woman, right? Because you know what Betty's going to say? What the hell is your problem? Yes. I'm a lady. You know, like, it's crazy.
Well, you're supposed to ask. That's the whole thing. Because
I don't want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I just call
No, I look like a weirdo.
You just call everybody Chief or Busta Brown. That's what I do.
Well, that's the thing, man. They're saying now in a corporate setting that you should just start using vague terms for people. Like you saw Disney no longer says welcome boys and girls. You know, with Mickey Mouse, they're not allowed to say that anymore. They say welcome everybody. You know, because they don't want to have, you know, somebody be in the crowd and they're going to be forever scarred because Mickey Mouse didn't identify them by the correct pronoun, which is insane.
It's,
you know?
Yeah. It's, yeah.
I'm a they, Mickey. Oh, sorry. I'm Mickey Mouse. I'm 94 years old. I'm a little set in my ways. You know? It's crazy.
It's crazy. I guess there's some of these dating apps, Match, are getting on board with this, too. There's 31 genders listed on Match.com right now.
Nope.
Some of the genders include Two-Spirit.
Pardon?
Two-Spirit. Let's look it up together, shall we?
Look, I can only think of four genders off the top of my head that people even identify as. So I'm interested in the 30-something.
Well, Two-Spirit is a modern pan-Indian umbrella term used by some indigenous North Americans to describe Native people and their communities who fulfill a traditional third gender, ceremonial, and social.
How many people are these? I want to meet them.
I don't know. Man.
Good luck matching two of them. Match.com?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe that is crazy. I'm sorry if I sound like an old fogey here, but... What?
What about
So let's say, just by happenstance, I meet one of the two spirits, right?
Yeah.
And I go, "Hey fella, how you doing?" No, I'm not a fella. All right, sorry. Look like a dude. Apologize. Correct me. I'm a two spirit. I'm going to laugh in Two-Spirit's face. I'm sorry.
What about a polygender person?
Huh?
You know what that is?
Mm.
Well, allow me to educate you, Johnny B.
Is it like a polygamist?
It's a multigender. It's a non-binary identity in which the person experiences multiple gender.
Hmm.
So multiple
so
genders.
They have a mental disease. They have like
you said
schizophrenia.
It, brother. I didn't say
no,
that.
I'm saying like I don't understand what I mean. So you're schizo.
Kinda, yeah. I guess you could argue that. Sure.
Okay.
What about pangender?
I think I've heard of that.
What's that one?
That's,
I'm gonna quiz you.
Pangender.
Pangender.
I'm gonna say pangender.
Sounds
they
delicious.
They identify as a cooking utensil. Pan means that they don't identify as boy or girl. They love for your spirit and
close, pretty good. They said it's people who feel that they cannot be labeled as female or male in gender.
Right. Uh huh.
So I guess similar to the polygender.
So what do you call them instead of he or she?
Pan gender.
You say
hello, pangender.
Yeah, but at least you can't. Is it a they when you refer to them in a sentence?
I don't know. I'm not
That's
sure.
That's a lot, dude.
Probably.
So we're gonna have to send everybody back to college to learn how to talk again.
Oh, that's what they're doing now in college, is teaching this.
I know, but what about us old people?
And
what about 50-year-olds?
What about a neutroius? Neutroius gender.
I can't even. If you can't spell it, that's not fair either.
Well,
Neutrolius? That means you're neutral.
Okay, let's see. A non-binary gender identity, which can be considered to be a neutral or null gender. That sounds like the same as the last two.
Hey, can we do this as a game in the morning for the Mike Alta show?
If we could figure out some way to do that, yeah.
Well, no, you read the name of the gender, and people have to tell you what it means.
I mean, look, I'm not going to lie, and I guess it's because I'm ignorant here, but polygender, pangender, and neutroses.
Sounds the same, right?
They all sound basically the same.
Right.
But a little.
And I'm not trying to be a meanie and not be inclusive and stuff, but this is very difficult, you know? And it just seems like it's a game that, you know, these colleges are just coming up with more and more stuff. It doesn't, I mean, come on. Come on, man. You know?
I mean, it's definitely it's everywhere. I mean, it's in corporations, it's in, I don't know how many people are on board with it, but.
I'd be nice if some of these corporations would just go, all right, cut the crap, man.
I mean, some
just
are.
Be nice to everybody. Just be nice to everybody. Don't be a dick. And let's just cut it out because it's a little much. We have to put out memos every other day. Now everybody has to know what a nutrient polygrammer is.
Do you think there's people that go, I just need to come up with a new one of these because I want to be the only one?
That's so what I'm saying. It feels like they're just coming up with them, like they're creating NFTs.
Right.
You know, there's like, I got my own now, guys. I'm a Duralaxogrammian.
What is that?
Huh? That's
it's a null gender where I don't feel male or female. And sometimes null, and sometimes poly, and sometimes pan.
But I also identify as an inanimate object that lives in a space that has no time or place.
Okay. I mean, that's as reasonable as the other ones.
Yeah, I know.
I'll call you
and
that.
I'm not trying to be a dick when I say this, but come on, man.
So what's your pronoun? What are your pronouns?
It's just a light hum, like very light. If you hum too hard, it's offensive. It's aggressive, and it triggers me, and I have to be in a room for that. So I'd like for you to refer to me as
Hey, look over there. It's, oh, yeah. Hey, oh, yeah. That's your pronoun.
Okay, maybe I would go with that. That could be my pronoun.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.